Hey, greetings. Good afternoon. It is Oswald here with you inside the game as we got Clan of Hankies taking on enemy teleporters. Eat my shorts. Coming up here in about 20 minutes.
Let's kick some in. Take what you want, take what you need, take all you can, take all you see, take all my friends and take me too. Don't think that I won't come for you. You're ready to fire, the last one on your team.
They're all over me.
When it comes down to the wire, you'll scream urban terror.
God help us all.
And a good afternoon. Welcome to Inside the Game. It is Oswald here as we get ready for yet another Clan Base Spring 2005 Open Cup match. Today, Clan of Hankies taking on enemy teleporters. Eat my shorts. Should be a good matchup here just because both these clans still vying for a playoff spot in the Open Cup. As we quickly look at their standings here, Clan of Hankies, we have covered them before. As I quickly try to find them here, they are 2-1 right now. Enemy teleporters, eat my shorts. They are 2-1-1. So right now they have basically 50 more points than Clan of Hankies. So if Clan of Hankies can actually win this match outright today, they will make the playoffs here. As ETEMS with two losses would most likely put them out, as this is their fifth match. Clan of Hankies still one match to play after this. So we're going to have to see what happens today. It should be a good match. We look forward to it. As we continue to bring you all the clan-based coverage right here on Inside the Game. Yesterday you heard GPG beat down Quo Vadis. Final score, 27-16. It was close for one map, but GPG just came out too strong on UT Casa and turned it. They ran away with it in the latter stages of UT Casa. So it's been challenging. It's been a tough second league here as I look at it. That league I was just talking about, the Group B, you have three teams that are tied at 2-2, all vying for a spot in the playoffs. But right now, I believe it is Realm of Shadows who's actually got the upper hand on all those clans that are still involved. So anyways, today, as I said, we moved to the third league. This is Group B. ETEMS and Clan of Hankies both chasing Crypt 54 for a playoff dominance. We're going to have to see who makes it in there today. As right now, Crypt 54, 4-0, still have one match to go. And they will actually come out of Group B. So what else is going on? We I've had a couple of server issues here, or connection issues. I know some of you continue to ask about where is the upload from such and such a match. I'm still working on it. Right now, I don't know what to tell you. I can cast for some reason, but I just cannot upload as I continue to work on that problem here on the sixth floor. But anyways, we're still working on it. We will find out what happens with that shortly. Match coming up here at the top of the hour, or the bottom of the hour, excuse me, 15 minutes away, as we will go live. They're still working on negotiating servers here. I do see, who do I see in the war channel today? As it looks like they're working on it right now. We do have a server, so I'm going to step away and drop into the server right now. And see if they are just about set to go. So I'm going to step away here. Give me 30 seconds. We'll come right back. We'll get in the match. Get things going. It's Oswald. You're inside the game.
News, reviews, music, play-by-play commentary, porn.
Well, yeah, porn. We'll do pretty much anything if the price is right.
Oh, yeah, right there. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Shameless, no crap, radio. I-E-U.
And welcome back. It is Oswald here as we get ready to drop in the server. No GTV tonight. Sorry about that. No GTV will be available for this match tonight, as I already have a couple people asking me about it. As trying to fulfill some of these requests here that I continue to see come in via a PM. So anyway. All right, we are dropping in the server here. It looks like it is Allgemeine Abendsburger Zumutung server in Germany. So AAZ giving up their server here for their countryman, ETEMS. As we're just going to back out and turn the volume down here for just a few minutes as we can talk about these clans as they slowly start to populate the server here. As I said, we did cover Clan of Hankies previously. I believe they played Crypt 54, if memory serves me correct here, and if I can find my information that I have saved in my Excel file, here it is. We'll open it up and run down some notes here and see what exactly Clan of Hankies is all about. As, let's see, where are they? Clan of Hankies. Yep, they did play Crypt 54, 24-12 loss versus the Crypt. As we look at their individual information, pros for Clan Hankies usually stayed together as a clan throughout the map. They played streaky at times. They never were able to gain a lead. The cons, now, remember, these are just my notes here. The cons... Some poor decisions on where to attack from on docks, like the Noob Tower. Thank you, Shredder. Played as if they were timid and not sure what tactics to use to attack their opponents. Their starting lineup, Tamsi, Shredder, Lita, Gotti, Thorax, and Shadow. So those are the notes that I have on Clan of Hankies. We have not covered ETEMS yet. And as I said, this match, very important today for both clans. As a victory here could propel either one of them into the playoffs. Right now it is ETEMS with basically a 50-point lead because they do have one draw. But that all could change. That all could change. Still waiting for clans to... hit the server here. We only have four gamers in right now. We still have about 10-20 minutes to go before the start of the match. As I run down their victories here from a group stage, I did make mention that Clan of Hanky still has one match after this one to play. So they are actually in the driver's seat here when it comes to their playoff chances. They can win this match today. That'll definitely put them in. As I said, ETEMS is out of matches. They have played their two, 1-1, and if they lose today, 2-2. So like I said, that would actually help out Clan of Hankies here. We got some big matches coming up this week. Pro 5, Housefall, not Pro 5 and Housefall, Pro 5 and Tricky Clan are playing Wednesday. Still debating if I want to bring you that because there's some other better matches actually in the second league that I would love to cover. I know many people want to hear Tricky Clan and Pro 5 just because they probably are the number 2 and number 3 clans in this Open Cup. I don't think there's any denying that. both falling right in behind IQS. Yes, I know the Pimps were the Bronze Cup winners last year, but they just haven't played as well as Tricky Clan or Pro 5 right now. Tricky Clan, Pro 5, both undefeated right now in group stage play, and Pimps sitting there with one loss at a record of 2-1. Checking out the... sorry about that. That's the dog. Checking out... and I hit the wrong league. Wouldn't you know it? I'm trying to get to third league. That's where I should have been. Third league group B. There we go. That's what I wanted to see. I'm just trying to find out who the other victory here, or who the... who HKZ has yet to play, seeing as I still show them with only four matches played. 2-3. Today's their fourth match. They should have five matches. There's six clans in the group. They should have five matches. So I'm not sure who I'm missing here. ETEMS. They beat VCH. They beat Trinker Clan. I don't know. Hankies. There's one win for Hankies. Two wins for Hankies. 2-1. I don't know where it is, folks. I don't see it. 1-1. 2-1. 2-2. The match just was never reported. That is why. Match was never reported. So they're actually 2-2. So this match today will decide which clan does move on. I don't know why they did not report that. But anyway... Enough of my babbling here. I'm going to step away and check how things are going on the server. A little crystal method for you guys before we get things started here. It's Oswald. You're inside the game, and we're coming back here in just a few minutes. We'll be right back. welcome back. It is Oswald here with you inside the game as we get ready to bring you live Urban Terror coverage from Clan Base. The Spring 2005 Open Cup as we are nearing the end of group stage play right now. Most clans with one match remaining, as is the case with our two clans today. Clan of Hankies going up against Enemy Teleporters Eat My Shorts. Both of these clans still have a shot at making the playoffs. That's the reason we are here to bring you all the coverage. Clan of Hankies 2-1 on the outside looking in. ETEMS right now with that number two position in the Group B stage. They are 2-1-1, so 50 points separating these two clans. A victory by either one of them, and even a tie, will send ETEMS into the playoffs. We are in the map right now with both clans. UT Turnpike is going to be where we will start. Following UT Turnpike, it will be UT Casa. Many of you already know UT Turnpike. We have played it many times before here in this cup season. Needless to say, this cup has been an interesting one at that. But if you want to go to urbanterror.net/turnpike.jpg, you can check out all the action as I see it in-game. It's a pretty busy picture if you look at it. You can see some of the areas of the level. A lot of action, as we have seen it before, going to take place over in the company park on the east side of the map. Same with the alley under the train tracks. Both those areas seem to attract a lot of gunfire at times. As for the start of the match, still waiting for Shredder, and Shredder has just shown up as he had to reconnect here. So Shredder is back, and we should be ready to go here in just a couple of minutes. We are about officially 3 minutes from the start of the match. Going to run down teams. They're going to start with Thorax, Tamsy, Gotti, Shadow, and Shredder. And for Enemy Teleporter, Eat My Shorts, it's going to be Acid, Jailbird, Fair, Louvain, and Radical Ed. I like that name, Radical Ed. Just going to have to see how damn Radical Ed is once the match gets underway, aren't we? yeah. I'll give a couple of shout-outs here. As Zebster, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right now. Zebster. Z-E-B-S-T-E-R. Zebster, not Zebster. Zebster. Hopefully it's like Webster, but with a Z. Zebster. Quick shout out here to Psychomaniac. Ah, see, it's probably German. Why? Now it's right. Okay, thank you. See, I got it right. I'm trying. Say Bizanews. No, you guys like how I say Bizanews because I think I say it incorrectly. And you guys are always on me about that. Bizanews. Bizanews. I love Bizanews. I like that name. That's got a ring to it, just like Radical Ed. I've never seen Radical Ed play a minute of Urban Terror, but I like the name. Anyway, we got a full week of Urban Terror for you. If you are going to be around, feel free to tune in, listen, and play Wednesday. That's tomorrow, folks. Pro 5, Tricky Clan, Battle of Unbeatens, both 3-3. We may pick up a second match as well tomorrow. I'm going to have to look at that. Thursday, it looks like we had a match that was rescheduled here. I got that word from Nightwalker of Nemesis Corporation. They were supposed to play Leave or Lose today. But it seems LOL used their wild card. That match now moving to 20 CET on Thursday. So we're going to try to pick that game up as the front end of a doubleheader, followed by Distinguished Gentlemen and CAC Boons. Why are we covering that, seeing as both of those clans are out of it? Well, because I was asked nicely by Distinguished Gentlemen, and even though they got pummeled 39-9, they were true gamers about it. No complaining, no bitching. So, you know, they asked, and I said, hey, sure, I'll cover you guys. No big deal. Let's go. So because they ask, we will be covering Distinguished Gentlemen and CAC Boons on Thursday. So we should have a doubleheader Thursday for you. Looks like we are almost set to go here. We see the red team not ready. So we're just hankies. Yes, the things you blow your nose into, hankies. to get this match started as we see one more gamer. He may be the sub that is the sub. Lida. Lida. Lighter just joined the match.
Bizanus?
I think we have to change our team name from Bizanus to B-News? Well, you know what I have done before? I have actually asked clans to send me how to say their clan name and how to say all the members of their clan. Case in point was AAZ, because it took me a while to put Allgemeine, Abensberger, Zamutung together, but I finally got it together, and granted, I haven't spoken German since 1987. Yeah, do the math. I figure I'm pretty close on that. Allgemeine, Abensberger, Zamutung. It sort of rolls off the tongue now. Still having a couple issues with Portuguese, though. Don't ask me to pronounce some of the Portuguese name. Or VTV. If you guys can tell me how to pronounce VTV, you can have my firstborn. I'm not even going to try. Taurine, that's their middle name. V, that's the T in Taurine. V, Taurine V. So what else is going on? Just waiting here for the start of the match. Today for both clans is both are trying to make the playoffs here. And the winner of this match will make, that's right, will make the playoffs. As our Crypt 54 is the top clan in this Group B out of the third league. They are 4-0. They have one match remaining. That match coming up this week as well. Crypt 54 going to take on Go to Hell of Spain, I believe is where they're from. But like I said, Crypt 54 already in the playoffs, so props to them. And right now, I would actually have to say they are one of the stronger clans to come out of the third league. Crypt 54 undefeated 4-0, as well as the Unknown Fighters 4-0. Have not covered the Unknown Fighters. We will later on this week, just because that is, I believe, the only clan that I have not covered who is potentially going to make the playoffs. Everybody else, we have covered here. As I take that back, because I look at the Premier League, I have not covered Syndicate. I have not covered 6th. I have not covered Gladiators. I have covered Lusitano Clan. Unfortunately, they're 0-2 and not going to make it in to the playoffs. So that's not too bad. By this weekend, we'll have covered about 30 matches so far in this cup. And that's a testament to all you guys tuning in and listening, but that's also almost a match a day since yesterday. So we are pounding through matches here. Mostly because we like to, mostly because we want to keep up with all the action here in this Open Cup. I am the Pimp 4 clan base. Rarely, if ever, do I cover North American clans. It's all about the European clans. I like the gameplay. I love clan base. The more structured and organized league going, props to them for that. Here we are at start time right now. And still waiting for the red team to ready up here as we have about 3 minutes from the round time here. So maybe playing out the rest of the warm-up round here. We'll have to see if that happens. So before we get things underway here, I'm going to step away one more time, give you guys another quick ITG sounder. We'll be right back.
5,000 spots of pure shoutcast power. This is Radio IDG.
Remember, coming up tomorrow, we do have one clan based match. As I said, Pro 5 and Tricky Clan. Following immediately after that match, we're going to go right into Just Push Play. If you have not tuned into Just Push Play, it is a flashback to the 80s show with myself, Oswald, as we take you back to the 80s. We talk about a little of everything. Usually we talk about pop culture. I'll give you a little history lesson in this day in history. We'll also do an album rewind going back to one of the classic 80s albums. We'll also take a look at television and the movies in our BoobTube and FlickPick segments. So join us tomorrow. We usually start about 22 CET. Tomorrow it's probably going to be a little bit later just because of the Pro 5 Tricky Clan matchup that takes place at 1 o'clock or at 22 CET. So I figure probably around 23 we'll start just push play. That show runs about 2 hours. If you happen to miss it, go to radioitg.com, click on downloads, and you'll be taken to our partner, filecloud.com. And you guys can download the radio show from there. It's a good time. We've had a lot of fun the previous four times we have done it. And that's actually been going on since about the end of January, with a couple breaks in between because of mostly because of clan-based coverage, which we've just been pounding through here on Inside the Game. Is back in the game. Guy is going to be the sub here for Clan of... I'm showing 43 seconds left here in hopefully this warm-up round. And we should be almost set to go. When the playoffs arrive, GTV will be around. We're going to use GTV a little bit more when the playoffs hit. Possibly with a cameraman, because it really is much easier if I'm covering the action than a cameraman. So we're set to go here. 3-2-1, good luck and have fun. As we spawn with Clan of Hankies there in the north parking lot, very quickly going through the metro station. As they do, they're going to come out into the company park where all the action is going to take place here to start the match. You're ensuing Jailbird going down here. Radical Ed buying the farm as Shredder getting the kill on him, making our way around that south parking lot on to William Street, and just turning the corner of the alley, we see ET EMS quickly retreating. As we are with Fair and Louvain. Louvain under heavy attack here from Tamsy. Blows him away. Nice shot there by Tamsy to gun down Louvain. And it's going to be Shredder coming back through the metro station to get the flawless victory here for HKZ to start it off. So 1-0 our score as we spawn with ET EMS as they make their way through the alleyway into the north parking lot very quickly. Once again, That is Fair and Louvain. Louvain under heavy attack near the back hallway. The back doors are open to the parking lot. Tamsy quickly shutting him, but it's going to be Fair coming through the loading docks to get the victory here. A flawless victory right back at you from ET EMS. So nice work there by him as we see Fair start things off here, gunning down Shredder with the SR8 through the company park once again. Battle ensuing inside the main office building. Blood everywhere as Tamsy going down. Thorax tearing Fair a new ass as Lighten out gunning down Louvain, all in the south parking lot. Coming around the corner, though, the south service entrance. That was Radical Ed, but Shadow right there very quickly to turn around and gun him down. So we pick it up now with Thorax and Shadow. They're in the south parking lot as they now cross William Street into the main office they run. Healing up in the restroom, that is Lighter and a Thorax. Shadow with the G36 out. Not sure how he did not see Jailbird. Jailbird ducked behind the reception desk over on the east portion of the office. For some reason, he did not see him. He may not have gone far enough just looking at it here, but Jailbird holding tight as he crouches down still near the desk, the reception entrance. So we're going to keep it right here. Watch Jailbird for just a moment as Jailbird and Acid, the last two gamers, left alive here as we search for Acid very quickly. Acid just across from him. Acid up on the landing there of the between the first and second floor stairs. So both ET members are going to hang out here for just a bit. We're going to pick the action up on the mini-map. As we watch Clan of Hankies now enter the alley entrance, and here they come through the office once again. It's going to be Shadow, the first man through. Shadow coming through. Jailbird letting loose with the LR-300, turning and shooting him down. Lighter right there. Acid catching Shadow. Acid now coming down the stairs. He is bleeding. He is injured. And just like that, Acid bled to death thanks to Thorax attack. So that is going to be a victory here for Clan of Hankies. They go up 2-1. As a round starts over in the alley with Clan of Hankies once again, Lida leading the charge here through the alleyway into the north parking lot. Shredder now quickly through that parking lot and into the metro station he runs. He's got the AK-103 out as we already see members of ET EMS inside the reception entrance. Once again, that is Jailbird as we go up the stairs here very quickly. Clanmate not up there. Jailbird now leaving the area very quickly. As a Jailbird is going to be caught up on the second floor. Caught by Shredder, who tears him asunder with the AK-103. We see a team kill there. Louvain killing Radical Ed. Acid falling under a heavy attack here. That's a 3-on-1, and Acid never had a chance. It's going to be Tamsy who takes him out with help by Shredder. So E.T. Fair now, the last member of Enemy Teleporter's Eat My Shorts remaining. He's got the SR-8 out. He's over near the alley entrance as he opens the door, looks down the alley. Nobody there. Gunfire, though, behind him as he now vacates that alley entrance all the way through the alley. He runs into the north parking lot, letting loose with a shot from the SR-8. He is bleeding, leaving a trail of blood, so they're going to be able to find him very easily here. As he now goes in the metro station, Fair slowing down Tamsy with the SR-8. So nice shot there to pick off one. That leaves a 2-on-1 here in favor of Clan of Hankies. As Fair now holding up near the south parking lot, here comes Leiter through the metro station. Leiter is hit. He is bleeding, and he dies. Great shot there by Fair, but it's going to be a little too much as Leiter did catch him. He bleeds to death, so that's a 3-1 advantage now in favor of Clan of Hankies as they need the win here for the playoffs. That can be said about both clans today. As we start once again with E.T., that is Louvain and Fair. Here comes Tamsy and Thorax around the south service entrance and gunned down in the parking lot. It is Louvain and Fair. Nice work there by Thorax as he now calls for a medic, 20 health on him. LR-300 out. Acid getting back-to-back kills on Tamsy and Lita. Thorax waiting for a teammate who is not going to come and help him because, yes, he is the last member here. So it's going to be a little game of cat and mouse here as Acid and Thorax are actually near each other. They're just behind each other, separated by a building as we watch Acid now run into the restroom where he's going to stop momentarily. He comes out of the restroom area as he makes a move towards the main entrance, turns right, goes down the main portion of the alley. He's going to come out in the alley as he continues to trek north through the alley. He's going to come out in the north parking lot as we continue to follow Acid. And up on the second floor window, that is Thorax. We follow him on the mini-map back inside the office. We go to the back hallway. We follow Acid down. Acid doing all the moving here. And here we go down the stairs. Here comes Thorax. Thorax just got a couple of shots off as Acid got outside the reception entrance door. Acid limping and bleeding. Thorax right there taking pot shots at him. Acid got the MP5K up, but Thorax too much for Acid as he is going to gun him down here running down the stairs. So our score now 4-1. So after the return of the flawless victory there by ET, they have not been able to muster much as it has been all HKZ so far in this match. As we go inside the reception entrance once again with ET. And coming out the alley entrance, that is Radical Ed. Radical Ed making a move through the north parking lot. He's got Shadow at the far end near the metro station in his sight as Thorax and Fair exchange kills. They're both going down as we pick it up with Tamsy and Shadow now moving south through the metro station into the reception entrance. They run Shredder, cut down by Louvain. Tamsy now taking his luck. Tamsy going at it up on the stairs, quickly retreating to get healed. And Tamsy, top floor, second floor, he guns down Jailbird with his LR-300. Readies a grenade as he's looking to toss it downstairs, limping and bleeding. Tamsy steps on his own grenade. It's not going to matter. Radical Ed, last gamer standing on the board here. Score now 4-2 in favor of Clan of Hankies. Action starts once again over in the company park. Louvain and Acid. Radical Ed, back-to-back kills for Ed. They're a nice radical move there, Ed. Thorax, Lita going down, as was Tamsy. So three kills very quickly for Radical Ed to cut down HKZ as we see Shredder and Shadow now running through the company park, gunning down Radical Ed. And just like that, another flawless victory there for ETEMS. As that's two for them now, two flawless victories, three in the first seven rounds. That's some pretty amazing work so far. 4-3, our score here. As we follow the action over in the company parts, that is Thorax and Fair going one-on-one. It is going to be Fair who comes out, or Thorax who comes out on that battle. Jailbird quickly coming around the south service entrance. He's able to gun down Shadow. Shredder now running inside the side entrance to the office. Acid right there to cut him down, and we are all tied up at four apiece now. So ETEMS, enemy teleporters, Eat My Shorts, making a nice little comeback here. They've rattled off the last three rounds in a row to bring this match tied as Tamsy catching a bullet from Radical Ed once again to get things started here in the match. We pick it up with Shadow and Thorax just outside the north parking lot. Here they come through. Fair's grenade catches Shredder, taking him down. Thorax under attack, but quickly retreating into the metro station was ETEMS. As we follow Fair now through the reception entrance doors, Acid there going to pick things up for his clan, come through with the LR-300 back into the metro station parking lot. He is going to catch Acid there with the LR-300. It's going to be a 3-on-1 here. Lighter, Thorax, and a Tamsy coming through. Lighter cut down by Acid. Jailbird picking off Thorax and Tamsy. Jaw there cutting down Jailbird. So it's a 3-on-2 here. ET still with the man advantage as we find Fair with the LR-300 out. Fair was able to take Tamsy, but it's going to be Lou Vane right there who takes out the last member. And 5-4 our score now in favor of ETEMS as they very nicely here. Five members of HKZ all in the north parking lot. Lou Vane with the HE grenade out, looking to drop it. Shadow, check that. Shredder going to be cut down by that grenade as Lighter now picks off Lou Vane. So we still have Shadow in the north parking lot. Thorax now coming to join him. So we still have four members of HKZ. It looks like they're playing a little bit more defensive here this round. 9 minutes, 20 remaining. As they are down by one now, giving up the last four rounds to ETEMS. HKZ staying close together here. Tamsy, Thorax through the metro station as they come out there under assault here. Once again, Fair putting the attacks on them. Acid catching Tamsy, and just like that, Jailbird turning away the other two members, and it's going to be another victory here for ETEMS as they have turned away the attacks of Clan of Hankies once again. That is five in a row now for ETEMS. As I think Hankies is wondering what has hit him here suddenly, as they were in command of this map up until about the 8 minute mark. Since then, it has been all ETEMS on the killing here. Ed, Radical Ed, doing a great job. Two more kills for him as he is going after Tamsy over near the alley entrance. Radical Ed with another kill here. Radical Ed now with 11 kills, 4 behind Acid, his teammate with 15, and for Hankies, it's going to be Lita with 10, Thorax right behind him with 8. We follow Radical Ed into the metro station, make that 12 kills for Radical Ed. He guns down Thorax and Shadow, and he is going to pick up the victory here for his clan. So another victory here for ETEMS. Radical Ed now with 13 kills. He has sort of been the catalyst here the last few minutes. Definitely leading all scorers in about the last 3.5 minutes. He's something like 9 kills so far. Radical Ed doing a great job here to push his team into this 7-4 lead. Gunning down Lighter there right near the reception restroom. Grenade dropped his way by his teammates there. And Lou Vane's going to cut down his teammate once again. Radical Ed dying at the hand of Lou Vane. That's not what you want right now. When you have the lead and you're looking to build on it, we follow Thorax now through this way down William Street as he's taking a look up on that second floor window. They see a teammate up there, Shredder and Thorax, now through the main entrance of the office building. Back hallway, we run with Shredder as we go through the loading docks coming in the north portion there. Nobody home. We're going to go find Lou Vane. What Lou Vane? Hanging tough over in the metro station parking lot, now making a run through the north parking lot east to west, just passing the Jeep now. As you hear him letting loose down the back hallway. Not sure which HKZ member he was shooting at, but I know we do have three remaining here. So Lou Vane's got his work cut out for him as he goes inside the park entrance up to the second-story window, breaking that window, and he drops down onto the mailbox, taking a run down William Street. We stick here with Lou Vane, turns a corner, running down the alley very quickly. So it's a game of cat and mouse here. He's got 96 seconds to hold off the attacks of HKZ. Possible? Yeah, sure it's possible. He's not camping. He's moving around. And all HKZ is going to have to do for is wait for him to finish the cycle. And here we go inside the Metro station. That is Shredder. Shredder has him in his sights. Let's one shot off. Louvain heard it. He goes back. And Shredder is going to cut him down just outside the Metro station as Hankies gets back on the board here with a victory. Score 7-5. We have just inside 6 minutes remaining. As we see Thorax come out of the Metro Station entrance all the way down on the far end, it is Fair with the G36 Radical Ed's grenade. Catches Lighter. Here comes two HKZ members past the blue van. That is Tamsy and Thorax. Jailbird cutting down Thorax as Jailbird also taken out Shredder. And just like that, another flawless victory here for ETEMS. In round 13, our score now 8-5 here. HKZ trying to regroup here, having a tough time going at it. Radical Ed 2-on-1 here in the north parking lot. He's going to be cut down by Thorax as Louvain now finishes off Tamsy of HKZ. So we are with Shredder, Shadow, and Thorax as they move through the Metro Station parking lot. You hear the doors open to the Metro Station. As we look into the company park, that is Louvain with the LR-300 out, taking a couple of shots there at Shredder and Thorax as they exit the Metro Station. It's going to be Louvain on the kill of Thorax. Louvain also taking out Shredder. That is going to end the round here. Another victory point, ETEMS. Score now 9-5. As we start with Hankies on the respawn through the back hallway, we go with Tamsy and Lyta. We make our way out front toward the main entrance there. Nobody home for either clan over near the reception entrance. That is Jailbird and Radical Ed holding down that doorway. Backside, nice work there by Radical Ed to catch Tamsy, who tried to come in making what would look like a flanking maneuver there on ETEMS. That to be Lighter now cut down into the south parking lot. Once again, Radical Ed with the kill. Through the company park and inside the park entrance, we run Jailbird under attack from Shadow, but he's going to be cut down. And Radical Ed going to pick up the final kill here on Thorax for another point for ETEMS. 10-5 as ETEMS is now doubled up. HKZ, where is this madness going to end? HKZ needs to stop the bleeding and get back on the winning streak, which they had there early on as he rattled off 3 in a row. That's 3, 4, and 5, but since then it has been all ETEMS here on UT Turnpike. As we see Shredder hitting the leg, Shadow injured as well. Shots being taken from all the way down just around the alley. Shadow now climbing up onto the roof of the Metro Station. Radical Ed all the way down there with, I believe that was Louvain. As, yes, it is. Radical Ed now retreating down the alleyway. Louvain catching Shadow with the G36. Nice work there. Shredder going to take him on one-on-one and cut him down. So nice work by Shadow. But Jailbird right there to finish things off for ETEMS. Another victory for enemy teleporters eating my shorts. 11-5 now our score. And Clan of Hankies slowly seeing victory fade away here as they continue to drop round after round as we are now closing in on 2 minutes here left in this match. As Hankies been playing somewhat defensively here the last few minutes, Tamsy and Lighter going forward here through the alleyways. Radical Ed cutting down Shadow, and then Thorax over the north parking lot tearing him a new one. Lighter emerging from the alley entrance. He is going to join Tamsy down William Street as they move inside the main entrance near the restroom. They hold up there for just a moment, making a move through the reception area. Nobody home. Tamsy now outside the park entrance. Through the company park goes Tamsy. As they enter the Metro Station, through the Metro Station, they run nobody home there for ETEMS. As they pick up Louvain and Jailbird into the Metro Station parking lot, Tamsy gets a DE round from Louvain, and Louvain's going to pick up the final kill there on Lyta. Another victory, another point, ETEMS. 12-5 now as we are counting down from about 90 seconds here in this match. Clan of Hank could do themselves a favor here by winning one, possibly two rounds to go into the break. Down by 5. Right now they are down by 7 as we see Jailbird and Radical Ed doing some great work here as they continue to put on a clinic here on HKZ. We see Shadow and Thorax now in the north parking lot. Tamsy and Thorax finally getting some kills here. Fair and Jailbird going down just inside that back hallway. Thorax and Shadow regrouping in the north parking lot. They also have Thorax with them. or excuse me, not yeah. Well, now they have two gamers left. Thorax and Shadow, the last two gamers here for HKZ. Thorax now opening up the doors to the back hallway. He runs down the hallway toward the main entrance of the office, turns a corner into the restroom. He runs, clears the restroom, nobody home there. Through the reception area he goes and up the stairs on to the second floor window. Nobody home for ETEMS as we quickly cycle through players here. Pick up Acid coming down the back hallway toward the loading docks. He turns back as he sees nobody there from Yankees. Running through the main portion here, coming out of the main entrance. He's going to pick up Shadow and Thorax, and it's going to be Shadow with the AK-103 kill to pick up the point here for Clan of Hankies. 33 and counting, so this could be the final round here. As I said, HKZ would do themselves well to win this final round. That'll put them down by 5 and still within a reachable, still within a reaching distance here of ETEMS. Hankies now taking a defensive position in the alleyway. All five gamers holding. Actually, check that. Make that four gamers. Shredder and Tamsy now. Leiter near the entrance. Leiter going to cut down Lou Vane and Radical Ed. So Acid and Jailbird, last two gamers to take on four gamers from HKZ. We follow Acid. Check that. Make that one. Jailbird just cut down by Thorax. So it's all up to Acid here. Acid passing the restroom. Gunning down Leiter as he goes one-on-one with Tamsy. Tamsy retreating now. And Acid with the DE round to Shredder. Doing a nice job there was Acid. Jailbird. Jailbird is alive. I messed that up, didn't I? Jailbird is alive. He picks up his clanmate just near the restroom. So it is a two-on-one as they go in search of Tamsy. Over in the McCain supply yard, let loose with the LR-300. Tamsy under a two-man rush here. Acid and Jailbird. He's got the DE out now. Switches to his MP5K. And it is going to be Tamsy with the kill here for Clan Hankies to pick up a victory for them. Nice work by Hankies to pick up the final two rounds here and go in at down by 5. 12-7 our score. We're going to come right back with the intermission. It's Oswald, you're inside the game.
Would you like some of this?
Rocket launcher, LG style, and a nice jump pad assault on the quad damage by Ricky. He's bounced with the rocket, and Paul Wall's going to pick up that quad.
Or some of this?
Kirk Templar in front, killing off several zealots. Nicely done here by Pyrrhus. He's pushing back for Ricky slowly but surely. He's got a Dark Templar to deal with.
How about both?
I love you.
I love you too.
This is Radio ITG.
What a round we had there to finish out UT Turnpike as Clan of Hankies down by 7 did themselves a favor by winning the final two rounds. They run one round, 18 and 19. That only puts them down by 5 points as we go over to UT Kassenauer. Anything is going to be possible here as Clan of Hankies going to have to come out strong here to begin the second round on UT Kassenauer if they want to have a shot at making the playoffs here. Looking at the individual scores here from the first round, for the winning clan, enemy teleporters eat my shorts. It was Radical Ed, 21 kills, 10 deaths. He had an excellent round. Acid right behind him, 19 and 11. Jailbird, 14 and 9. Lou Vane, 12 and 13 with multiple team kills for Lou Vane. Not good, not good. Fair with 11 and 14. On the side of Clan of Hankies, Thorax, 16 kills, 13 deaths. Leiter, 13 and 17. Tamsy, 12 and 17. Shredder, 7 and 17. And Shadow bringing up the rear, 6 and 16. Going to give them another second or two to warm up here, and we'll get back into the match. It's Oswald. You're inside the game. We are at break. Score the match right now, 12-7. We're coming right back.
Who wants wheat off the air?
I don't want wheat off the air.
Get off
that
phone!
Legs. Oh, I'm not going to deal with this shit tonight.
Great, that means I'm not going to get any more death threats. This is awesome.
The new radio ITG.
And welcome back to Inside the Game, your shoutcaster in the box today. I am the Urban Terror Pimp. It is Oswald here with you as we get ready for second. Acosta score right now 12-7 in favor of enemy teleporters. Eat my shorts, and I'm still swooning over those last two rounds there that I called for for Clan of Hankies. They're down by 5, 12-7 our score. Welcome back. As we see Clan still warming up here on UT Casa. Should be set to go here momentarily. UT Casa, the preeminent map here for Urban Terrors. We are set to go 3-2-1. Good luck and have fun as we spawn in the fountain courtyard. And nobody home. Where'd they go? They must have gone the other way. We pick it up with Fair here for enemy teleporters. Through the old alleyway spawn, and quickly we see Hanky's Clan infiltrating the marketplace. Alley Timbers, that was Shredder hit. E.T. Fair with the hit on him as we see grenades now being tossed down. Lighter going to get things started here, gunning down Fair near the T intersection. As Louvain quickly backpedaling down the alley, he runs. Thorax giving chase. You hear the LR-300 there from Thorax going off. So action starting off a bit light here. On Acosta, as we come down old alleyway, we see Acid of ET in the patio courtyard. As the Hankies taking their time here, planning their attack. Thorax now coming through with the LR-300 out. Shredder being cut down by Radical Ed, or Radical Ed being cut down by Shredder, my bad. As another kill here in the patio courtyard, that is Thorax being cut down. Jailbird with the SR-8 slowing down Shredder. You heard that there in the background. As we continue to watch the action, somewhat slow here to get this match started. I figured it'd be a little bit faster gameplay, but that is not to be. As we see Lighter coming through, lighting up Acid, taking on Jailbird. Jailbird with the MP5K out. Lighter got the Beretta. Jailbird does the lemming thing. He was injured to begin with off the balcony of the patio courtyard. He kills himself. As that is going to be leave Lighter and a Louvain, and they are going to do battle over in the north part, or over in the old alleyway. Old parking lot, old alleyway near the spawn point. It's going to be Lighter who comes out on top, getting the first victory here for Clan of Hankies as they have rattled off three in a row now. Going back to UT Turnpike, we spawn with enemy teleporters into the Fountain Courtyard. They run it as Acid and Jailbird. Shredder cutting down Radical Ed up in the upper Fountain Hallway. Shredder with the SR-8 out doing all the talking right now. Nice work by HKZ for that. Fair, though, getting a return kill here on Shredder is a Shredder torn apart. Another big SR-8 kill early on here in this round two on UT Casa. Jailbird also with an SR-8. A lot of the gamers here for ET with SR-8s. I believe they have four gamers sporting the SR-8 and the MP5K on their back as we see Fair now spammed to death. Lighter and Thorax gunning down Louvain and Fair on the other portion of the map as we pick it up over in the old alleyway spawn there. There's a lot of blue bodies there. That is ET there in blue and Hankies in red. So we're going to follow Thorax and Lighter now. They have Shadow in front of them as they approach the T intersection. Jailbird catching Shadow with another big SR-8 round. Shadow letting loose with the damn WTF lag. I don't know, man. That looked like a pretty clean kill to me. We follow Thorax through the courtyard alley into the Fountain Courtyard. He runs. Acid quickly retreating. He whips out the SR-8 in close quarter combat. Not the weapon you want. Lighter right there to pick him off with the LR-300. 2-0. Our score here in favor of Clan of Hankies as they spawn new alleyway, covered passageway coming through the Fountain Courtyard. As they slow it down here, Tamsy LR-300 climbs up on to the bridge as we make our way through the main square alley into the market square. And Fair is going to catch Tamsy once again on the bridge, looking down the T intersection. Grenades being tossed back at that T intersection by Clan of Hankies. So action still rather slow here. 2-0 our score. As we see Lighter now passing the session, getting ready to hop up on the patio courtyard. He is chased away, though, by some gunfire, as Fair is going to catch Thorax with the MP5K. We follow Louvain now through the courtyard alley. Nobody in the Fountain Courtyard. He doubles back into the patio courtyard. down passing the T intersection. Here comes Lou Vane near the alley timbers, and Jailbird is going to pick up the final kill for ET. They get on the board, so score now 2-1. Clan of Hankies doing a good job here early on. They do have the lead 2-1 as Leiter avoiding the grenade up on the bridge, looking back toward the T intersection, letting loose with his LR300. As he now turns a corner, gets healed. Nice work there by Tamsy to support him. Tamsy and Leiter now up through the T intersection, turning right, coming near the old alleyway. Gunfire, though, over on the patio courtyard. Fair going to cut down Thorax with the SR8. Again, Radical Ed finally getting the kill there on Shredder. And Radical Ed back-to-back SR8 kills on Leiter. Shadow now dropping a grenade over on the patio courtyard. And just like that, the SR8 of ET doing all the talking here as they get the first flawless victory here of this round. We are tied up at 2-2, and I don't think I've seen so many gamers sport the SR8 as we see Radical Ed catch Shredder with a grenade just coming through the courtyard alleyway. Radical Ed, another SR8 round. So, like I said, some great work here by ETEMS, and here they come. They've rattled off three in a row. They did this last round as well. They've won rounds 3, 4, and 5, so they are up 3-2 here. We spawn with ET once again. Through the new alley, they come into the fountain courtyard. Radical Ed up top, holding down that upper fountain hallway as we see Jailbird getting on the scoreboard here, shooting down Leiter with his SR8 once again. So as I said, there's got to be at least four gamers here for ET with the SR8 out, as Ed managing another kill here on Shredder. As Jailbird, he and Jailbird back and forth they go. Four kills between the two. Louvain with the final, another flawless victory. That is two flawless victories in the last three rounds here for as a Jailbird quickly slowed down by Shredder, who quickly came through that courtyard alleyway. There is Radical Ed now shooting down he and Shredder. So Shredder and Leiter now, more SR8 action. I'm still amazed at the number of SR8 kills on this map, as SR8s are ruling the day here. And they've all been on the side of ETEMS, as Louvain now cut down by Thorax. Actually, they kill each other. Thorax bleeds to death. So they exchange kills there as we pick the action up with Acid and Louvain. Acid with the MP5K SR8 combo. His teammate there has, what does he have? That's Louvain. Louvain with the SR8. He readies the grenade. Now the SR8 as they come through the fountain square. Acid turning the corner down the new alleyway. He's near the covered passage where he's got the SR8 out. That is trained all the way down through the new alley toward the marketplace. Nobody home there. As we follow Shadow under the bridge coming out in the fountain courtyard. Shadow under heavy attack. You hear the MP5K going off in the background, but it's going to be Shadow's AK-103 to tear Louvain asunder. As Shadow now running around through the alley timbers, he looks down the alley timbers. Nothing there. Doubles back through the T intersection of the main square alley. So Shadow playing a bit defensively here as he picks up Acid running down the alley timbers, but it's going to be Acid with the MP5K kill. He picks up another point for ETEMS. They are out and running 5-2 our score. Quick tossed over the rooftops on to the patio just above the fountain courtyard. That is Shadow and Shredder of HKZ avoiding those grenades. Going down the upper fountain hallway, it's going to be Shadow cut down by Jailbird's SR8. Once again, Shredder leads to death. So two great kills there by Jailbird. As Leiter picking off ET Fair as he comes through the courtyard alley. Leiter also gunning down Louvain. As we pick the action up in the fountain courtyard with Jailbird. Clanmate Acid joins him up on the patio. But an SR8 from Leiter is going to slow down Jailbird. As Acid now has his SR8 trained over on that Market Square alley, now switches to the MP5K as he is going to go in search of the last gamer. There he is, Acid, quick on the weapon switch and the kill. Going to take down Leiter over in the new alleyway. Great work by ETEMS once again as they go up now 6-2 on top of HKZ now. And HKZ's playoff hopes are fading slowly as ETEMS putting on a masterful display of skills here with the SR8s on UT Casa. As we see Thorax, upper fountain hallway, he better take his life in his hands because at the other end of that hallway, that is Radical Ed with the SR8. He's going to hold that down, and chances are you are not going to get through that alleyway or that hallway with Ed up there. As I just said, Ed cutting down Shadow. I warned you. Radical Ed now running through the upper fountain hallway, switching weapons. MP5K comes out on the opposite side, switching to his SR8 now. MP5K, oh, he missed the jump. He was going to take down Leiter, missed the jump, comes around the backside, but he picks up the DE kill on Leiter. Nice work there by ETMS. As they go up now 7-2, the run is in succession. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven unanswered rounds here for ETEMS. Clan of Hankies got the first 2 points, but since then, ETEMS putting on a display here, a clinic of sorts with the SR8 as Shadow and Thorax getting back-to-back kills here for Clan of Hankies. As Thorax suddenly slowed down by another SR8 kill there from Fair of ET. And you don't even see the gamers. You just see Clan of Hankies falling. I mean, you can't pick up where the SR8 shots are coming from. You have an idea, but just like that, one shot, one kill. There is another one. Tamsy owning acid now with his SR8 over in the patio courtyard. Dropping down, that is Jailbird. Put himself in a corner here, 2-on-1. It is going to be Tamsy who cuts him down. Shadow and Tamsy now healing up as they quickly run out of that corner into the patio courtyard. Fair right there. It's going to be Tamsy who finally stops the run here for HKZ as they get on the board after 10 rounds. 7-3 our scores. We have 8:45 remaining in this match. And right now it is all ETEMS as they look toward the playoffs. HKZ on the outside looking in. They're going to have to step it up here. Some serious SR8 action if they want to get back into the match. But right now it looks like it's going to be too little too late. Even with 8.5 to go, they are down by 12 points here. As we follow Jailbird and Acid, they heal up just off the patio courtyard. Tamsy now coming through the courtyard alley. He's got the SR8 down, but he's going to be spammed to death by the MP5K from Tamsy. Shadow now dropping off the upper patio near the upper fountain hallway. He gets a kill on Radical Ed, but a headshot there from a Jailbird finishes off Shadow. Jailbird now retreating back into the patio courtyard as Acid with a DE round on Leiter. Thorax catching up from Acid over in the old alleyway. Thorax under attack. He is bleeding. He's trying to get around the corner and heal himself. Not going to be in time. Jailbird with the kill. And just like that, ETEMS answers the call. They get back on the board. 8-3 our score now in favor of ETEMS. Action continues. We spawn with ET. They are over the old alleyway. As action near the main square alley, that is the T intersection with Louvain's LR300. I believe Louvain is the only one without an SRA. Right now he's sporting the LR300. He is injured and bleeding off the alley timbers, and here comes HKZ down the alley very quickly. Around the corner, they're able to gun down Louvain, but right there to pick up the kill on Thorax was Fair now. Fair turning the corner, letting loose with the MP5K down the alley timbers, but Leiter and Shadow. Oh, great kill on Shadow. Fair rushing the alley timbers. Great work there by Fair. He cuts down Shadow and Leiter with the MP5K, and that is going to be another victory for ETEMS. Enemy teleporters eat my shorts, Clan of Hankies, as it is all enemy teleporters so far here in this match. They are out, they are on top, they are complete control. They are just dominating UT Casa with the SR8 today, as we see Leiter coming through the courtyard alleyway, climbing up into the upper fountain hallway, but he is quickly gunned down by Fair once again. Tamsy answering the call, getting a kill on Acid with the SR8. We pick up the action with Radical Ed and Shredder going at it, and Shredder getting the better of Radical Ed finally in that upper fountain hallway, as Ed now going to be replaced by Louvain. He switches weapons, goes to the SR8, which seems to be the weapon of choice here for ETEMS. As Ed, or not Ed, as Louvain back and forth he goes, switching weapons. He's got the DN of the SR8 MP5K combo with him. Switching weapons up on the patio, he is going. So we stick here with Louvain for just a moment. Fair also alive. Fair running back through the marketplace alley. as we see Louvain cutting down Shredder up a fountain hallway once again with the SR8 dropping off the bridge toward the T intersection. It is Fair with the SR8 out. He's got about 40 health on him and the MP5K out as we go in search of Shadow. And very quickly, there it is. It's a DE round in the upper fountain hallway. Shadow going down. Louvain at getting the kill. Score 10-3 as we spawn with ET once again tossing grenades. It is Louvain passing the T intersection as Radical Ed slowing down Shredder. Once again, we move into the marketplace where with Tamsy, Thorax, and Lyta of HKZ, a grenade just above the Alley Timbers as Thorax catches Louvain retreating down the Alley Timbers for a kill there. Tamsy with the SR8, he is going to hold his position there. Thorax now quietly and tactically he comes down that Alley Timbers. We hear the MP5K in the background. That is Shadow cutting down a Fair with the SR8. Thorax now through the T intersection in his sights. He's got Jailbird. Jailbird with the SR8 out, turning tail and running into the upper fountain hallway. He reemerges. He's got the SR8 out. And coming through that upper fountain hallway, Jailbird able to turn the attack away from Tamsy. Tamsy tried to get the drop of him. Jailbird, another great killer on a Thorax, coming up the stairs. So Jailbird fending off one or another here. And now it's a one-on-one with a lighter of HKZ. A grenade tossed to that upper fountain hallway patio, but Jailbird had already jumped down on a two onto the alley portion of this side of the map. Lighter coming through. Jailbird, you're no good. Gunning down Lighter with one quick SR8 shot. That is another round victory for ETEMS as we are now inside 4 minutes. Score 11-9. We spawn with HKZ Shadow. Shadow coming through the alleyway, taking the position in the upper fountain hallway. Once again, we're going to have to watch that as Lighter, Shredder, and Thorax now up on the bridge. Lighter taking a position just off the T intersection. Shredder joining him as we see Radical Ed spamming Shadow. Tamsy now through the old alleyway. He picks up Louvain, and Louvain right there to finish off Tamsy. Another victory. ETEMS means victory, and that is what they have pulled off here today. 12-3. This match is all but over, folks, and it is going to be Enemy Teleporters Eat My Shorts going to emerge as the number two clan here in this great play. So congratulations early to them. I know we still have 3 minutes to go, but right now, too little, too late. Clan of Hankies not going to be able to come back from this deficit. As we watch AKZ through the upper fountain hallway, follow Tamsy with the SR8 out, drops off down on to the ground floor. He's going to chase after Jailbird. Jailbird with the SR8 up on the balcony. Radical Ed now giving chase. And Radical Ed going to chase down and catch Shadow. Turn his weapon on the upper fountain hallway. Through the fountain hallway, he runs doubling back through the patio courtyard. He picks up his clanmate Jailbird coming through the T intersection. It is Shredder. He's got the MP5K out as he comes down through the old alleyway, coming through the backside here. Who is he going to try to get the drop on for ET? He's trying to get Jailbird and Radical Ed. Is it Radical Ed calling for a medic? Nope, he is not. Oh, Radical Ed turning around from the patio courtyard, coming down the old alleyway. It was Shredder very quickly cut down. Victory point, ETEMS. 3 our score. As we see Fair getting things started here for ET once again with the first kill on Thorax. A headshot there. Fair turning on Lighter. Nice headshot by Fair as he now turns back through the marketplace, running through the new alleyway. We follow Fair. Still has the SR8 down. Now switches to the MP5K as he runs through the fountain courtyard. SR8 back out. He's got Radical Ed up in the upper fountain hallway. Through the courtyard alley we go into the market square, or into the patio courtyard, excuse me, chasing down Tamsy. That is who ETEMS is after. Tamsy over in the market square alley, dropping off the bridge, running up toward the T intersection, the market square alley. Here comes Tamsy. Tamsy MP5K out as he spams in the direction of Louvain. Under attack, he is going to die. Tamsy going down. Louvain with the kill. And the points continue to add up here for ETEMS. Enemy Teleporters Eat My Shorts out in grand fashion here as they have put on a serious clinic today with the SR8 as we continue to see action going on here over in the marketplace. That is Lida doing a nice job on Louvain. Tamsy, Neep Meep slowing down Radical Ed with the SR8 once again. Acid, though, getting even, killing Tamsy with the SR8 over on the Fountain Courtyard. So just like that, we go back and forth. Shadow, well, Shadow has reverted to using the Negave. And could we see the Negave Tower of Death? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Acid Jailbird running through the upper fountain hallway as they go in search of HKZ as they're going to find Shadow here in just a minute. But Jailbird turning back under attack, whipping the SR8 out. Thorax right there. One-on-one we go. Close quarter combat. Jailbird going to put a DE round into Thorax, putting him down. So that is going to leave Lyta. Lyta coming through. DE round. Lyta bleeding. Lyta, is he going to stay alive? Lyta not dead. Not quite dead. Now he is put down. And that is the round. Congratulations to ETEMS. Our final score here, 15-3. ETEMS going to move on into the playoffs. We're going to step away, take a break, come back, and wrap things up. It's Oswald. You are inside the game.
Okay, so we all piled into the company kitchen and cooked up theories that every radio station that could possibly be successful had already been created. This theory held true for approximately 27 minutes until it was shot down by a 13-year-old Jimmy Smith.
I just thought it sounded pretty dumb.
It sounded pretty dumb. So we decided to assemble a new station focused on games, gamers, gaming, gaming, and gaming.
You said gaming three.
Hey, shut the hell up. Tune in, listen, and play with Radio ITG. We go inside the game to provide you with live sports coverage. You wanted it. You got it. A gaming station devoted to,
well, games.
So keep it here. Radio.
You guys are doo-doo heads.
You've got a team, and that team needs a server to play on. That's where Locked On Hosting comes in. Our servers have 100% guaranteed uptime, 0% packet loss, low pings, and 24/7 quality customer support. Why get your server anywhere else? Locked On Hosting can provide a server for any game, new and old. If your game isn't listed on our website, we'll be happy to add it and host it for you. Visit www.lockedonhosting.net today for your very own low-cost, high-performance game server. That's lockedonhosting.net, where your game server experience is never compromised.
And welcome back to Inside the Game. Oswald here with you as we get ready to finish up our cast today as we're getting ready to hand out the final scores and our Act of War Warriors of the game. Final score 27-10. ETEMS coming out in grand fashion there. Ripping off 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 rounds in a row to start the match on UT Casa. Some amazing work there. Two flawless victories in 3 rounds for them. ETEMS, congratulations, 27-10 victory. Our Act of War Warriors of the game for Clan of Hankies, it's going to be Thorax. He had 2 good games, 16 kills there in the first round. And in the second round, a little bit light. But nonetheless, he had 11 kills right behind Lyta. So congratulations to Thorax. And for ETEMS, the Act of War Warrior of the game, going to be handed to Radical Ed. 43 kills, 20 deaths in 2 rounds. So congratulations to Radical Ed and all of ETEMS. That is going to do it. Thanks for tuning in for Inside the Game. I'm Oswald. We'll see you next time.